Well, the U.S. Congress remains at a standstill with the government shutdown continuing to impact services nationwide, leaving thousands of federal workers without a paycheck. Simultaneously, families grappling with the deepening health care crisis, specifically the dramatic projected increase in health insurance premiums following the passage of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. We also have this peace deal going on internationally between Hamas and Israel. Joining us now to discuss all of these issues is U.S. Senator Alyssa Slotkin. Senator, thank you so much for joining us on JR Morning.
Of course. Good morning, guys.
So given your extensive background in national security and intelligence, this breaking news regarding the Middle East, President Trump announcing that the first phase of his peace plan has been agreed upon by both Israel and Hamas, including a ceasefire and hostage release. What's your immediate reaction to the framework, critically?
Hopeful. I mean, aren't we all hopeful? We want it to work. I mean, I was listening to your last guest, and I put out a statement saying, like, you know, you almost are nervous to hope, but this would be an incredibly positive thing for everyone in this conflict. People are exhausted. So I know that the president has said he's going to go to Israel and I don't know, either sign something or be there, talk to parliament. I think that's a really positive thing.
Well, Congressman Tim Walberg, who we had on, said, for you to open up the government, he says you understand.
Yeah, I mean, look, Congressman Walberg hasn't been at work for 18 straight days. So if he wants to come back to Washington and actually be here with the Senate, who's been working every day, it's just going to the same situation that happened in Michigan is going to happen at the federal level. People are going to grouse. People are going to talk and blame each other. And then adults are going to get in a room, hammer it out, you know, kick out the media, kick out the Twitter, and hammer out a deal. That's exactly how this is going to end. We just want to be adults, get in the same room and have that conversation. And yes, it's going to start with a conversation on healthcare. We put out a call and saying, is anyone hearing anything about increases to their health premiums? You know, let us know. And we got 400 letters in like 18 hours. I have a responsibility to push on that issue. I don't think there's a single human being in America who thinks we're paying too little for health care as it is. But I'm a big girl. We're not going to get everything we want. The Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the White House. So compromise is not a dirty word to me. We just got to actually be in the same room and negotiate, just like they did in Lansing, ultimately. So that's what we're looking forward to. But Mr. Walberg is welcome to come back to Washington and do some work.
I mean, Senator, to be fair, we've been hearing that these premiums are going to go up for months and months and months, well before this issue of a continuing resolution was on the table. Why wasn't there more of an effort then to address this? Why not just pass this resolution? There's no increase in funding. It's a clean bill. And then talk about that on the other side. We've been hearing that this was coming for a while.
The big, beautiful bill. I mean, just talk to our Michigan hospitals. I mean, they're losing billions of dollars over the next decade because of that bill that was signed in July. And Obamacare premiums are spiking this November because of that bill. And while, like I said, health insurance is too expensive for everybody, I mean, in every category, it wasn't, frankly, until I met with some of the healthcare leaders of Michigan at Mackinac in like end of May, where they said, hey, we're just giving you heads up. We're about to put in the newspapers that we're, you know, if these cuts actually happen, we're going to have to increase our rates for private employer-provided insurance because we got to make up the difference. So to me, that's a distinct moment in time when things shifted. And that was just from hearing about the bill, and then it was signed in July. So look, to me, it is my job to say that people are struggling with the price of healthcare. My own family had problems with this. And so that's the way I'm going to start the negotiation. But like I said, I know I'm not going to get everything. Just sit in a room with us and have a talk. That's all we're asking.
Just to get to the meat of this, another thing Congressman Walberg talked about is these subsidies were sort of juiced up for people earning above 400% of the poverty line. They were supposed to expire. This was done during COVID. Why not, you know, discuss that with the Republicans, that you can maybe change the line of who's going to get it and who's not?
I'm totally open to that. I am open. This is what I'm saying. Like, I'm a big girl. The Democrats don't have any power, right? We're not in the majority in any of these places. But that, to me, is a completely reasonable place to have a negotiation. But you actually have to physically be in the same room to do that. And the good news is that the president, he said he was open. He's been signaling, interestingly, that he's open to having a conversation on health care. He's not stupid. He knows that these increases are happening and that he's, you know, people are looking at his administration because of his bill. So, you know, we're trying to catch him at his word and say, great, you want to talk about health care? Let's do it. Let's sit in a room.
You know, there's also some uncertainty about whether federal employees, Senator, are going to receive back pay once the shutdown has ended. What's your position? Are you confident that Congress will make sure that every worker is made whole?
Yeah. So, you know, I was a federal government worker for 16 years. I had to handle as a boss like these shutdowns, you know, in my former life in the CIA and at the Pentagon. After the last shutdown, you know, we had a shutdown in 2019 under President Trump, longest shutdown in history, 35 days, and over money for the wall. And he finally ended it after 35 days. And we changed the law in a bipartisan way after that and said, you know what, federal workers shouldn't be caught in the middle. If there's a shutdown, they should receive back pay for the time that they were working with either no pay or furloughed. We changed that law. It was bipartisan. It passed through the House and the Senate. And President Trump signed it into law. And he had to be reminded of that yesterday. So all this talk and scare tactics that people aren't going to be paid back, he'd have to violate his own law that he signed back in 2019, and which I deeply, deeply hope he will not do.
Do you think there was a political moment to just sign the CR, get that going, and then these premiums go up, and that's politically bad for the party in power?
You know, I've heard that. I've had a lot of, frankly, Democrats say, you know what, we should just let people stew with what President Trump did. Let them feel the pain in their families. Let them see that they can't afford health care anymore, and that's because of Donald Trump. And I understand that as a political argument, but I just reject that as a public servant. And maybe it's because when my own mom, you know, my parents are divorced, when my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer, she walked into that ER at Henry Ford and she did not have health insurance. And all the things I've seen in my life, all the tours in Iraq and difficult things I've seen and witnessed, nothing was harder than that first 4 or 6 weeks when she gets a terminal diagnosis and I'm trying to desperately get her into tests or emergency surgery and trying to figure out what to do since she has no insurance. It's desperate. I cannot look myself in the mirror and say, I'm a public servant, but I'm going to let my own people stew and not try to do something about the cost of insurance, because a lot of people are going to give up their insurance with these increases. So I reject that. I think that's a cynical political thing. And I've heard, I will tell you, Democrats say that, mm-hmm. and I cannot support it.
Senator, we have 30 seconds left here. How does this end? What's it going to take to get this done?
Well, we've just seen the movie here in Lansing. You know, you get in a room, you stop pointing fingers about whose fault it is, and adults sit down and negotiate and compromise. And my sense is we will start that conversation on healthcare. And if the president, he will have to be involved. You know, no offense, but my Republican colleagues in the House and Senate just do whatever the president says. They're not like individual separate entities at this point. So we want to have a conversation with the president. He's the art of the deal guy. He understands negotiating. So let's have that conversation. We will reopen the government. We will do something, I believe, on health care. It won't be as much as I want, and it'll be more than people like Mr. Wahlberg ever wanted.
All right, Senator Alyssa Slotkin, thank you so much for being here, giving us your insight. We always love having you here on JR Morning. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Hey,
they agree on that.
Everybody's on board with the Tigers.
Congressman Wahlberg and Alyssa Slotkin say go Tigers.
Okay, all right. So coming up, more of JR Morning right after this.